Our Heavenly Father, the Holy, the Righteous, the Perfect and Almighty God, we come before you with gratitude, with joy and gladness, as we know that you are God who is kind, compassionate and good. We thank you for giving us the opportunity to come into your presence freely if we desire to walk in your ways and to obey you. We look to you that you will help us to appreciate you more, to understand your ways, to live according to your instructions. We thank you for giving us the scriptures that can help us to find the path of life. We pray that the Spirit of God will be our teacher, our guide. He will help us to see the light, that we may walk in it. We thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. As we consider what is of true worth, I wish to consider with you today the subject, what do I know? What do I know? Another way of putting it is to consider, what knowledge do I have? Or what knowledge is of true worth? The issue of knowledge is very important. It affects all of us each day, and it can at times affect us very, very deeply. In the world, people often associate knowledge with intelligence as well as hard work. A person who is intelligent can understand more things. A person who works hard will acquire much knowledge. In many situations of life, knowledge brings a sense of confidence and it brings a sense of worth. A person who is knowledgeable can be quite confident in many situations of life. When we go to school, we sit for examinations. Generally, the person who is knowledgeable will be confident. The person who does not know his work will generally be anxious and nervous. Of course, there are those who are very knowledgeable, who may be very anxious during examinations, and after they have answered the questions, they may think that they have done very poorly, when in fact they have done very well. That is because their understanding of what is required is much higher than others. On the other hand, there are others who may have done poorly, but think they have managed well, because their standard is rather low. In life, there are many things that people pursue and seek for. Knowledge can bring a sense of satisfaction, and in certain situations, we feel happy because we know something that others do not know. Why do people gossip? Why do people want to know so many things about other people? That is often because we know something that others do not know. In many situations, we may be keen to understand things that others do not understand. People who know little may have a sense of inferiority, and knowledge can help them in their understanding in such a situation. Children may often feel insecure and inferior because they know little. When compared with their parents, with adults, they may feel that they are not very worthy, they are insecure, incapable. In order to help them in their situation, sometimes they will seek to know things to gain that sense of confidence. A young boy once looked up an encyclopedia, and he subsequently asked his father, which country produces the most cane sugar in the world? His father did not know the answer. It could be that having this knowledge gave him a sense of confidence. I now know something that my father does not know. Well, which country produces the most cane sugar in the world? In reality, the situation changes from time to time. And at the present time, as far as I know, Brazil is regarded as the country that produces the most cane sugar in the world. But another report says, no, India produces more. At different points of time in history, the production changes from year to year. What value is this knowledge to us? To some people, it can be quite important. If you are an importer of sugar, if you produce chocolates in a factory, you may want to know which country produces the most sugar and see whether you can get a better price. But for most of us, such knowledge does not have very much value. And yet, we do want to acquire knowledge. When we have knowledge, it can help us in communication, in speaking to people. People have a sense of confidence because they know what they are talking about. Knowledge is important in making decisions, how to consider issues in this world. The more we know, the more it can help us to make wise decisions. Knowledge is important when we lead people. People who follow you expect you to know before they will trust you. Knowledge can also produce envy in others, admiration from other people. Often, we look to people who are highly educated, and we may think that they are in a better state than others. When you are a professor, people respect you. If you are an expert, people consult you. And so, people strive for such knowledge. Yes, there is a place for us to acquire knowledge. Knowledge can at times be useful as we live in this world. But ultimately, what should we concentrate upon? What do I know? What kind of knowledge do I pursue? What knowledge that I acquire is of true worth? Let us consider different kinds of knowledge. Not all knowledge is the same. There are different kinds of knowledge, and there are different degrees of worth and value. The scriptures tell us there is such a thing as partial knowledge. We know to some extent, but we don't know fully. 1 Corinthians 13, verses 8 to 13. 1 Corinthians 13, verses 8 to 13. Love never fails, but if there are gifts of prophecy, they will be done away. If there are tongues, they will cease. If there is knowledge, it will be done away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when the perfect comes, the partial will be done away. When I was a child, I used to speak as a child, think as a child, reason as a child. When I became a man, I did away with childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know fully, just as I also have been fully known. But now abide faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. in the context of helping the Corinthians understand what is of the greatest value in life, the Apostle Paul contrasts love with various other aspects of life. In verse 8 he says, love never fails. Love endures. Love is of eternal quality and value. And then he says, but if there are gifts of prophecy, they will be done away. If there are tongues, they will cease. If there is knowledge, it will be done away. So here when the Apostle Paul says, if there is knowledge, it will be done away, what was he referring to? If he were referring to knowledge that is of eternal value and worth in itself, then it certainly will not be done away. Love is knowledge. The love of God is a form of knowledge, and love will always endure. But what the Apostle Paul is speaking here is not that. It's knowledge that has to do with understanding, awareness. We know of things and issues. He says, for we know in part, and we prophesy in part. Now, we do not know the complete picture. There are many things we do not see, we do not understand. But, he says, when the perfect comes, the partial will be done away. We have partial knowledge at the moment, while we live on earth. In future, God will show us things which he does not show us now. In the future, we will see things which we have not seen now. Now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know fully, just as I also have been fully known. Fully known in this context refers to God knowing us. God knows us fully. God has awareness of our lives completely. Now I know in part, but then I shall know fully. Our knowledge at the moment is partial. There are many things God has not shown us. In the future, we will be able to know much more. There are many things that God will show us. But this kind of knowledge, while it can be helpful, is not necessarily helpful. The Apostle Paul emphasizes, but now abide faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. Ultimately, what we should concentrate upon is love. The moral and spiritual quality of being. If we concentrate on knowledge, even if we have full knowledge of things, it will not truly benefit us. What benefits us must be knowledge that is associated with love. Knowledge that can build up love. Knowledge that arises from love. However much we may develop, whatever we may seek to know, there is always a degree of knowledge and its limitations. We are finite beings. We are not omniscient. We do not know all things. Even in the things of this world, we know that our knowledge is limited. From my recollection, a physics teacher once made this statement. With the advance of science, with the many things that we have come to study and to know, we now know more and more of less and less, until we know everything about nothing. We specialize, we learn, we study, we have in-depth knowledge. We know more and more, but of less and less. In the end, we may know everything about nothing. That is the power of our abilities in knowledge. In olden days, doctors used to be very familiar with diseases in general, and they could basically treat almost any condition, of course, with certain limitations. However, with the advance of medical knowledge, doctors specialize, and they can specialize such that they know more and more of less and less. Doctors who specialize to become surgeons may forget how to treat medical conditions. They concentrate on operations. They consider to cut or not to cut. To treat diabetes, they may refer to a physician. Sometimes, there are those who are more able, but those who concentrate primarily on surgery, they may lose their knowledge of many medical conditions which others would be able to treat. So too, with many other specialists and experts, they may know much in that field, but not so much in others. So when we need that kind of surgery, we look for that kind of surgeon. We look for that kind of expert to help us in those areas. And very often, many different experts and specialists may treat one person simultaneously, and each one not quite knowing what the others are doing. And this at times can pose great danger to the patient. While there is value in knowing in depth, it is also important to remember the fundamentals, the major, the primary. So too in our development, is in order for us to acquire knowledge. But we need to be careful to concentrate on the primary, the fundamental, the most important, even as we learn to grow in our knowledge of things. Bear in mind, there is also a kind of knowledge that is called worthless knowledge. And if we are not careful, we can also acquire worthless knowledge. Titus chapter 3, verses 3 to 9. Titus chapter 3, verses 3 to 9. For we also once were foolish ourselves, disobedient, deceived, enslaved to various lusts and pleasures, spending our life in malice and envy, hateful, hating one another. But when the kindness of God, our Savior, and His love for mankind appeared, He saved us, not on the basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness, but according to His mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out upon us richly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, that being justified by His grace, we might be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a trustworthy statement. And concerning these things, I want you to speak confidently, so that those who have believed God may be careful to engage in good deeds. These things are good and profitable for men, but shun foolish controversies and genealogies and strife and disputes about the law, for they are unprofitable and worthless. The Apostle Paul started by speaking of what is precious, what God has done for us, the kindness of God, our Savior, His love for mankind. And he instructed Timothy to concentrate on those things that are of true value, of true worth. He said, this is a trustworthy statement, and concerning these things, I want you to speak confidently, so that those who have believed God may be careful to engage in good deeds. Good deeds arising from a meaningful walk with God, from a genuine, proper relationship with God. This is a trustworthy statement. Important, meaningful, worthwhile. Then he says, but shun foolish controversies and genealogies and strife and disputes about the law, for they are unprofitable and worthless. We may sometimes know too much. We may know things that we think are valuable, and we may argue with others, strive with them to prove that we are right. We may be very concerned about many details that we have come to know. Here, the Apostle Paul talks about strife and disputes about the law. We can also argue and dispute about the Bible and various teachings of the Bible. We can enter into a situation where we debate and we argue and we dispute with regard to various issues that are revealed in the scriptures in a manner that is unprofitable and worthless. The main reason for this is the attitude behind it. We argue because we want to express the knowledge we have. We argue because we want to show how much we know or that we are right.